This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. President Trump continues to stress the need for his proposed U.S.-Mexico border wall as a partial U.S. government shutdown continues. Here's AP Sagar Magani.
The White House says it expects the shutdown to last a while and is squarely blaming Democrats.
Chuck Schumer says we're very far apart. The reason for that is they've left the table altogether, so of course we're far apart.
Trump spokeswoman Sarah Sanders on CBS This Morning, not long before incoming acting chief of staff Mick Mulvaney said Democrats told him last night they're done negotiating over the border wall money the president's demanding.
The discussions have broken down. We do expect this to go on for a while.
The president raised the stakes, reissuing an old threat to close the southern border if he doesn't get money for the wall. The shutdown's a week old, affecting about 800,000 federal workers. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Fighting between Somali regional troops and Al-Shabaab militants has left at least 22 dead. A Somali government official told VOA the soldiers engaged in a fierce battle for more than 6 hours with the militants who attacked the base from four directions. Egypt says its security forces have killed 40 militants in raids on their hideouts in the Sinai Peninsula and the greater Cairo area. This came just hours after a roadside bomb targeted a tourist bus in the capital, killing three Vietnamese tourists and their Egyptian guide. The two-year-old son of a Yemeni woman who sued for a waiver from the Trump administration's travel ban to be with the ailing boy in the United States has died at a hospital in the U.S. state of California. Citizens from Yemen and four other mostly Muslim countries, along with North Korea and Venezuela, are restricted from coming into the United States under the travel ban. This is VOA News. A U.S. healthcare worker who may have been exposed to Ebola while treating patients in the Democratic Republic of Congo has arrived in the United States and was put into quarantine. The Ebola outbreak in Democratic Republic of Congo is the second worst ever and has killed 356 in the last 6 months. Meantime, the World Health Organization says violent protests in the conflict-ridden North Kivu province are hampering efforts to control the spread of the Ebola virus. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UN and the WHO headquarters.
The World Health Organization reports anti-government protests in the towns of Beni and Butembo in North Kivu and the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo are having a serious impact on the Ebola response operation. It says critical fieldwork is being disrupted, including vaccinations, contact tracing, and checking on people who have been potentially exposed to the deadly virus. WHO spokesman Tarek Jazarevich says an Ebola transit center in Beni was attacked, frightening people waiting for test results and the staff caring for them. He tells VOA the violence is an unfortunate setback to Ebola control efforts, which have been progressing. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Former senior diplomats who have steered U.S. policy on Afghanistan say President Trump's reported decision to pull thousands of troops out of the country complicates U.S. Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad's efforts to broker a ceasefire deal with the Taliban. Voting has begun in Bangladesh's contentious parliamentary elections, seen as a referendum on what critics call Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's increasingly authoritarian rule. Hasina's main rival is former Prime Minister Khalida Zia, deemed ineligible by a court from running for office because she is in prison for corruption. This election, some 104 million people are eligible to vote, including many young first-time voters. About 600,000 security officials will be on hand. This is a low threat level there and a massive police present aimed for the New York City's New Year's celebration. Here's AP's Warren Levinson.
New York police say there are no credible threats to the city's annual New Year's Eve celebration. Deputy Commissioner John Miller says police have access to 1,225 cameras to watch over the crowd, plus, for the first time, an NYPD drone. And the FBI is bringing counter-drone technology.
We've deployed this at most of the major special events from the fall on, and we'll be using it again.
Miller was understandably sparing with the details about how that works. The city is expected to draw more than 1 million people to Times Square for Monday's midnight ball drop. Warren Levinson, New York.
And I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.